Chris, brother and sister, D.H. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 8, 1903. Dear brother and sister Chris, I have read the letters that came to me from you in the last mail from Australia. I will try to write you a few lines in reply. My left eye must be kept bandaged because of its weakness and pain, and I cannot read your letters over again, so you must excuse me if I do not speak of all the points you mentioned. One point stands out clearly before me: the proposition that Elder Starr and his wife connect with you in the sanitarium. This is just what I was going to propose. They will, I think, be a blessing to you. The work upon which you have entered so recently will bring new duties, and the faithful performance of these duties will bring new blessings. New trials will come, new dangers and difficulties. You will have new problems to solve. But though a veil hangs over the future, you have a knowledge of the Lord's mercies in the past. Allow no difficulties to discourage you. You have passed through trials, and you will be called to pass through trials again. You have had to pass through experiences not altogether agreeable, and these experiences may be repeated. Temptations have come to you, and temptations will come to you again. We know not what is before us, but we know that we have the privilege of committing our souls to God as unto a faithful Creator. Let us thank God that we have a refuge in trial. Let us remember that Christ is a present help in every time of need. The promises of God's word are rich and full and free. God is with us. He cares for us. God is revealed to us in Christ. Our Savior is the image of the invisible God. Oh, how near to heaven we may be! He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, Christ declared. John 14, verse 9. Let us allow no worldly business to absorb our energies. Let us allow nothing to occupy the place that God should fill. We must have periods of rest, time set apart for meditation and prayer and for spiritual refreshing. Christ went about doing good, healing all manner of sickness and forgiving all sins, comforting the mourners, banishing sorrow by his presence. Let us behold him, the very compassion and loving kindness of God himself. Let us seek the Lord. He will be your helper as you commit the sick ones in the sanitarium to his care. Rest assured that he will cooperate with those that are connected with the sanitarium. Never forget that you are God's little children. Refuse to worry about what you cannot help. If you make mistakes, go to the compassionate Savior and ask him for forgiveness. Tell him that you want to follow his will. Be polite to God. Remember that he cares for you and that he will be a present help in every time of need. His tender mercies are over all his works. Psalm 145, verse 9. It is our privilege to open our hearts and let the Savior in. Let us praise him for the brightness of his presence. Let us carry the sunshine of his love on our countenances and bring it into our words. Then his joy will be in us, and our joy will be full. There is one thing I wish you to do, you and brother and sister Burden and brother and sister Star. Search out what is written in the scriptures and in the testimonies on the subject of unity, and read it often. You will be tried by the ways of your fellow workers. Never forget that God's plan is that there shall be unity in diversity. The breath of the higher life is to be breathed into our life work. This will bind us to one another and to God. The love of Christ needs to come into our experience. Then we shall love one another as Christ has loved us. I feel an intense desire to see the people of God united by the strong bonds of love and unity.